You're listening to Heart of Mind Radio for the New Millennium. I'm Catherine Davis. Stay tuned. that didn't wake you up, nothing will. You're listening to Heart of Mind Radio for the New Millennium. I'm Catherine Davis, and I am here today. I woke very early today, maybe 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, I'm not sure. But I was in that halfway dream space where you're not quite awake, not quite asleep, and you can begin to transcend worlds of reality of existence. So I just stayed in that floaty space for a time and allowed my spirit to rejuvenate itself. And so I'm still a little bit in that glow of being in that pre-dawn, not quite physical reality. And I engage in that part of our life, our existence, quite often, because I find that that's the place where we can retreat to and really rejuvenate physically, emotionally, spiritually. It's where even our physical body is just a little bit pliable, a little bit fluid, and allows us to bring our awareness into that mingled space of physical and mental and emotional, and began to reshape our internal existence so that we can come out into the world yet again, renewed and refreshed. Of course, the world may still be falling to hell, you know, things are still chaotic, but we can approach it with a fresh eye and approach it with a fresh sense of possibility. And so I love that early morning space, and Aboriginal people would think of that as, or would explain that as, kind of dream time. It's the pre-dawn space, the pre-existent space, where reality actually emerges from. And so we can be mindful of what we take into our sleep. So if we're taking into our sleep the walking nightmare of our physical existence, the worries and the cares and the potential dangers and mistakes and betrayals, if we take that into our sleeping space, if we take that into our dream world, then we wake up with more of that. It allows us to continuously regenerate the toxicity within which we swim during our waking hours, which I believe is the whole point of what we're going through. The level of programming, the level of fear-mongering, the level of constriction, the level of blame, you know, siloing people into sides and steering them against each other and making enemies where they don't exist, and then making enemies of whom might be our friends or allies. And so we exist in this very combustible world. And a lot of it is due to the programming that goes into our minds during our so-called waking state, when we're walking around with our eyes open. But that's not truly the awakened state. The awakened state occurs in that pre-dawn, before we are engaged in the world. We have enormous power to transform what's going on within our lives and how we begin to plant and cultivate that which we intend to manifest within our walking around waking state. So it's an interesting time to do that, and I believe that this is absolutely necessary in order to counter some of the many horrific things that are going on in the world. It's where we become more unified in our state, so that when we bring our spirit together in that unified state, then that becomes an opportunity to plant seeds into not only our own consciousness, but into the collective, in order to be able to make that collective awareness more malleable and potentially capable of bringing about freedom and bringing about resolution and countering some of the many influences that cause us and call us to violence against each other, against ourselves. And we see that violence coming about in world issues as well. So we can, rather than resent a certain kind of people or a certain kind of politic, we can begin to plant seeds within ourselves and within the collective to transform these ideas that are being nurtured within our culture to bring about control of us, the humans, the people, the humanity, the potential for any kind of growth and beauty is being subsumed under, it's like being held under the sewage, held under something that is trying to, it would seem, undo humanity. But we don't have to buy into that. We have that power within us. They don't want us to know. The powers that were, the powers that be, don't want us to know that we are indeed powerful beings. And through our own internal workings, manifest our own reality. And it's in understanding these ancient traditions, these what the ancestors knew, what the Aboriginal people knew, that we have power to be true guardians of our environment, true guardians and caretakers of each other, or we can fall victim to whatever nonsense and madness is happening in what seems to be the exterior realms of our world. But we have the interior. We can become beings capable of doing so much more. So what did we hear today? We heard
Frog Dancing by David Anthony Clark.
Come to the River by Diane Reeves. And we heard Don't Go Back to Sleep by the Spirit of Rumi. Let's Go Crazy by Prince. And now I'm going to share with you Jewel, Life Uncommon.
Don't worry, Mother. It'll be all right. Don't worry, sister, say your prayers and sleep tight. It'll be fine, lover of mine, it'll be just fine. Lend your voices. You wish to be free from, fill your lives with love and bravery, and you shall lead a life uncommon. I've heard your anguish, I've heard your heart's cry out. We are tired. There is a new army coming, and we are armed.
So there we are, leading lives uncommon, filled with love and bravery. Inspirational music can be very uplifting at times. And I have sort of approached today with a sense of empowering and self-transformation, being able to change the stories that we are inundated with. We're inundated with these stories of woe, and we're witnessing really horrible things across the world, horrible war crimes, horrible actions against people. But I feel that the answer is not to be siloed into taking sides of this one or that one, but to really begin to open up a neutral lane where we can begin to give honor to the humanity of all beings. So I'm very much concerned, certainly, with the humanity in the current conflict between Russia and Ukraine and the United States, because it's really not just Russia-Ukraine, it's Russia-Ukraine and the U.S. and the European Union and NATO. It's a big jumble of influences that have led into this problem, this conflict. But I don't want to elevate it above the suffering of another group of people. Perhaps we could also consider the Palestinian people and all the children that are dying there, or being made homeless and being inflicted upon in ways that are really not good, really, really against the humanity of us all. And we see the same thing in the Middle East and Sudan and in this country and that country. We see people being crushed under these powers that are really just who knows what they're working for, what wealth they think will come, what influence, and we begin to see how expendable human beings are around the world. And I think the problem with the United States as a United States citizen, such as it is that we so often elevate the lives of Americans or United States Americans above any other people in the world, and that's what we as citizens of the United States can have an impact on, is understand that every life is as precious as our own, or even of those we love, our children, our parents, our siblings, our communities. Everyone has that experience and needs to find an opportunity to thrive and to cherish those that they love. But too often, the greed and the power blocks, the control, subsumes that actual God-given right, if you believe in God, or just human right, if you don't. But they're always submerged in favor of these structures of control and greed. But we as human beings, as citizens, can retreat from those systems of control. We don't have to hate the Israeli people or the Palestinian people. We don't have to hate the Russian people or the Ukrainian people. We don't have to jump onto this bandwagon of condemnation of a whole group of people. All of that does is serve the power blocks that are manipulating the situation to keep us all under that control. The media blockade against free speech is abominable at this current time. People are not able to speak to their truth, what they have witnessed, what they know to be true, what they think, what they believe, what they want to convey. No one has that opportunity on mainstream media, certainly, and social media increasingly less and less. So it's really important for all of us to protect within ourselves that which we know to be true, to keep ourselves strong, healthy, uplifted, so that we can navigate the environment we're in. And it's also important for us to support those organizations, those human beings, those entities that are working towards the common good and are working towards bringing about transformative change. And even to sustain, we have to sustain each other during a time when there are many, many challenges, so that we can maintain our sanity, first of all, and our strength of spirit, and our friendships, comradeships, and mutual understandings, so that we can learn how to share with each other those things that are going to help us to thrive and survive whatever onslaught may come. So, for me, this program, Heart of Mind, it is a program about consciousness, spirituality, health, and those ideas transcend so many different manifestations in terms of our physical body, our mind, our society, our economics, our social structures, our communication mechanisms, our creativity, our arts, our music, our dance. All of this is about sustaining humanity, reaching into the past. What do our ancestors bring to the table? How can we connect to that through our own DNA? To have that knowing, to bring forth that wisdom into our current life. So all of this is what our program here, Heart of Mind, is about. And I'm hoping that you will find ways to help sustain and support this program, as well as the platforms on which you can find it. It's all over the place, and I would ask you to show your support in favor of any program that you love, Gary Null, any program that you love, because we are all in this together, and it's your support that makes all the difference and keeps us here and makes this platform available to you continuously despite all of the censorship that is around us. We come to the air with our courage to share our truth and hopefully give you the opportunity to share your truth. To support this radio station, this radio program, and I'm going to switch off to a little bit of Sinead O'Connor, All Babies. You're listening to Heart of Mind Radio for the New Millennium. And so I've shared a lot of music with you today. I find sometimes music speaks better than words. If you would like to share your words, you're welcome to do that. Maybe you have some thoughts on how to navigate our current world. Actually, it's quite beautiful out. If I keep my head away from the politics and I turn away from the news and I just look out the window or walk under the rays of the sun, the world is such a beautiful place. You know, I'm looking through the windows and watching the birds. Maybe they're pigeons or something of that sort, just gliding through the beautiful blue sky. The air is very fresh this time of year, and the trees and the plants are starting to bud as we approach the equinox in spring. It's a wonderful time. The world is here. Nature is here to serve and to be as it's designed to be. And we as human beings can participate in that in any way we choose. So the world doesn't have to be chaotic, and certainly not individually chaotic. We can engage in ways that bring great sweetness to the world. We can bring kindness into our experiences with each other. And we can refrain from engaging in behaviors that are toxic to ourselves or to other people in our lives. And it's really important to make those choices. It will define our lives as we proceed in life. I've been thinking a lot about what it means to become mature in the world, what it means to become an elder, to age. And it can be such a graceful thing to become an elder, to become a wisdom keeper. And we can all do that at any age, really. I'm just going to bring you on randomly. Hello, you're on the air.
Okay, very nice. I just want to commend that woman. I always forget her name, even though I'm in love with her. What a woman full of depth, and she speaks so well. It's just one piece of gold after the other that falls out of her mouth. She tries to be casual sometimes, and then even then, it's just a bunch of gems falling out. She don't even sound human to me because she's so bright. But at any rate, the one takeaway I wanted to share with her, and I always forget her name even though she's my top three programming, is that what she said. There's no difference, really. That's the major trick that the system pulls on us between, say, even the Russians, peasants, and us here in the hood or whatever. A lot of us think very, 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 very similarly. And we have other people doing things, A, in our names, or B, speaking for us. But were we to get to the mic and say how we really feel, we would have so much in common with them in communist China, in Russia, and here right in the hood or right up, there's so many people being spoken for. If you see, there were a lot of them speaking out in Russia saying, nah, don't do this in my name, and then they were silenced. Mm-hmm. And that is the sad part, one of the biggest takeaways I would extract from the brilliant dissertation of the woman who, you know, the program director who's speaking right now. It's so outstanding. And that would be one of the biggest takeaways, if you could ever walk away from, is that you have no idea how much in common you have with these people that they're telling you is your mortal enemies. Baloney. Let them get to the mic for 30 seconds.
Exactly.
Tell you. Yeah, so well said.
Thank
very
you.
Thoughtful woman.
Thank you very much. Were you Bye-bye. Speaking to Catherine? This is Heart of Mind.
Yes, I know. I love you.
Thank you.
Okay, you're the best.
Thank you.
I love your music too.
Yeah, music eases the way. Thank you. I'm going to go to the next caller. Thank you for joining us. And hello, you're on the air.
Yes, my name is Caitlin. I'm no coincidences that I turn the radio on. I'm driving in to visit my mother, a child of an alcoholic addict in recovery for 20 plus years. But anyway, what I've learned is, and it's everything that you were saying that I needed to hear today, it's about humanity. As long as I continue to identify in my victimization, I will never raise the bar for my spiritual well-being. And it's everything that you were saying. And the Holy Mother to protect our children. It's in our prayer. It's in our daily focuses. I don't want to, like you said, we cannot put our focus on shaming. You know, these are war crimes. They are atrocities happening right now in real time, and it is scary. Our rights are being blindedly taken away from us, and our eyes are wide open. Are they? Phones down. Look around you. Get acute observation, not just outside, but within yourself. Exactly what you were saying about how we need to focus. And that's what I found in sobriety. We go where we focus. If I focus on the ball, if I focus on the rock, my bike is going to hit it. I'm going to fall off. But you get up, you get back again. You focus on healing. And thank you so much. That Sinead O'Connor song brought me to tears because there is a lot of pain going on in the world. And I can't focus on the pain. I got to focus on the healing of these mothers, these children, these men. This war, these men on men, put your guns down. Start loving one another. This is a war on humanity, not race, not breed, not creed, nothing. Thank you for letting me share. God bless you.
You're very welcome. And we're going to go to our next caller, but I also wanted to point out, it's not always so strictly men this and women that, because there are some women who are into this warmongering, and there are some very loving and caring men. So I don't see quite that dichotomy. I think we have to enjoy each other for each one, what we bring to the table. Hello, you're on the air.
Yes, greetings to the beloved family, such as we are these days. But a couple points and then a suggestion. There's a certain inevitability in what's happening between Russia and Ukraine. For decades, certain people have been warred against. I mean, the Palestinians is a prime example, you know, 70-plus years. People who converted to Judaism in the Caucasus area, and, you know, so all that story around how they wind up there with all those atrocities will never make any sense, and in Africa and the other Americas. So, you know, that should cause us to look at what is it about whiteness that, you know, when, and war crimes are absolutely going on, Putin might even be deranged, right? But, you know, the war has been waged on people of color, but, you know, as far as we can go back, so we need to pay attention. I want to comment on a couple of your comments, and on the elderly, there's something interesting that I've been thinking about in that how Black Americans of a certain generation, because we were living in this type of wilderness, as it were, imprinted on their children from toddlers that an elder gets deference. You might have the right answer. You might be a smarty pants. You might be a genius. You might think you have the right answer, but a certain level of deference and respect. And when people come from other cultures, and even cultures that program them to look down on us in this caste system, Black Americans, it gets really complimented. My last point is in terms of where you were going as to where we need to go. And I'd like to hear the BAIers and some new listeners out there weigh in about a book roundtable. If we remember, and it could be done in such interesting ways in terms of getting to the roots of this truly crazy science fiction type land these days, and like you said, taking away all rights.
We have to give our
program around books, and that's how we can really expand into curing and healing. What's wrong with the land? I mean, there's mass psychosis.
Okay, thank you, but
Catherine,
you've been going a while. I want to give everyone a chance. Thanks so much for calling. And hello, you're on the air.
Hey, it's Russ.
Hi, Russ.
You know, Catherine, I've been criticized for pounding on people who disagree with me, and I think it's mistaking directness for rudeness. I just don't like to take a lot of time on the phone. But it's solipsistic navel-gazing that's led us to this point where we trust the government to tell us what the science of a virus is, allow them to lock down the country, and then trust the government to tell us what the truth is in geopolitical conflicts. We have warmongers out there all over the place saying, well, it's time for us to have this nuclear exchange that we've been all waiting for. This is a death cult in this country, and we got to recognize it, okay? Thanks a lot, Catherine. Bye.
Okay, thank you for your comments. Hello, you're on the air. I guess we lost that last caller. Sorry for that. We're just about out of time. Going to share a little bit more music with you, and we will make that transitional space as smooth as we can. So I'm going to give you Liz Wright, Chasing Strange.
It's just 3 digits, but I'm far from home. Falling, nobody cares. I twist 3 keys and I'm all alone. There's a party upstairs. It's not the first time I've been lied to. Shadows every time that I run under a love I can't share. The liquid daughters and the liquid sun disappear in thin air.
Before we go on to the next segment, I just want to let you know you can reach out to me. My new website is daoqiguonglife.com, daoqiguonglife.com, daoqiguonglife.com. I have some web videos there as well as means to connect, so I invite you to do exactly that.
eyes open. Let the beauty we love be what we do.